We're just basically a heavy rock and roll band from California. We're from the beginning of, you know, the desert in Southern California. And I mean, that's just where we've always lived. It's a slow town. Sometimes this, you know, kind of winds you up when you go back there to the desert, or it's called Palm Desert, so we always call it the desert.
We don't go into the studio to record an album going, God, let's think of what we can write this time. That's not part of our goal.
We just basically have the tunes and it's time to go in the studio. I mean, we have no control over our own lyrics or even our own songwriting. It just comes out the way it comes out, and that's how it comes out. You know, that we can't change and try to, like, you know, it's just like anytime you stray from what your first reaction to something is, you know, you end up second-guessing yourself and all that sort of thing. And we don't want to do that. We want to stick with what we first initially wanted to do.
Classic Caius lineup: John Garcia on vocals, Josh Hom on guitar, Nick Oliveri on bass, and Brant Bjork on drums, only lasted for 2 years. The band, Caius, only lasted for 5. But their legend has continued to grow, not only because Hom would find much more success with his next band, Queens of the Stone Age, of which I am not a fan, but I love Caius. I have since Blues for the Red Sun came out. I saw them live on the Sky Valley tour with about 30 people.
Shit. All right, fuck, man. I need a Jack Daniels and Coke. If anybody would oblige me, it'd be much appreciated. Hutch or some man would definitely be obliged with the ice cold gin and tonic. It'd be very nice. I doubt if anybody will oblige. We'll be right back. I'm sitting in green on the skin of my world. Well, 666 miles per hour.
all of the core members of Caius went to school together in Palm Desert, California. In 1987 or 1988, they formed a band called Cats and Jammer, rehearsed in their bedrooms, originally with a guy Chris Cockrell on bass. They started hauling a generator out into the desert and playing shows that came to be known as generator parties. As Garcia remembers, "We played house parties too, but it was much better going out into the desert where there was no authority." Cats and Jammer eventually changed their name to Sons of Caius. Brant Bjork selected the name from the undead monster found in the first edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game book Fiend Folio. In 1989, they recorded an EP as Sons of Caius. After the EP, Nick Oliveri joined the band on bass, and they shortened the name to Caius and recorded an album called Wretch, which included re-recordings of most of the songs from the EP. But the band still weren't happy with the sound that they were getting on record.
Yeah.
At this point, Caius caught the attention of a guitar player named Chris Goss. They were tuned down really low, and they did it in a very unprofessional way, which improved it, Goss remembered. With the low frequencies and the strings flapping so much, a giant sound wave would happen when they played. And that's why I stepped in and said, I'm not letting any shithead metal producer touch this band and ruin it. The Caius sound resulted from Hom's downtuned guitar played through a bass amp. Wretch and the band's next album, Blues for the Red Sun, were released by Dolly Records, a division of Chameleon Records, distributed by Elektra. But with Chris Goss producing, the band were much happier with the sound of Blues for the Red Sun. We'll be right back. record label milked the band's stoner image, marketing the album as a fresh bong load of potent, sticky, and hairy musical salvation. Oliveri left the band after Blues for the Red Sun, but they soldiered on with Scott Reeder on bass. The next album, which had the working title Pools of Mercury, but technically, I guess, was released as an untitled album, but is usually called Welcome to Sky Valley or Sky Valley because of the album cover. It was also produced by Chris Goss, but it was released just by Elektra Records because the Chameleon label folded. The album was originally presented as one long piece of music with three movements. It's a great album. Drummer Brant Bjork left the band after Sky Valley and was replaced by Alfredo Hernandez. Caius's next album, prophetically titled And the Circus Leaves Town, was released in July of 1995. It's a pretty good album, but it definitely didn't feel the same, and I don't think anyone was surprised when, 3 months after the album's release, Caius unceremoniously called it quits.
Baby, you're always on time.
The concept of stoner rock, perhaps unintentionally spearheaded by Caius, among others, definitely grew into a far more developed genre over the years since Caius broke up. Caius were a band not very well known while they existed, and at first quickly forgotten, but they developed this legendary status, and also Josh Homme has become quite famous.
If you sound like someone else, you'll be ridiculed. You know?
Right. You can't draw. You can't even like. I know in music.
That's what I took from it.
I think it's a great thing to take. But the weird thing is that with music, it seems like music references. Eventually, you're going to reference something.
Sure.
Because you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But even like I remember someone gave me the second Caius album. What was that? 94 or something? 92.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah, because I was living in New York, and my buddy was writing on music for out in the sticks somewhere, and he sends me that CD, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah,
because it was almost like it had a kind of a muted mystical push to it.
Well, that was part of us trying to find what was us and amplify just that, you know?
Right?
Because if you sounded like someone else in the desert, because no one's paying for music, it's just free. The shows are just free. It's not
right.
You know,
there's
not
no music.
It's not
business.
For pussy or drugs or fame. There's just nothing of that there. You know,
it was pure.
Yeah, it really was pure. You know, it was very pure. And if someone doesn't like you, instead of booing you, they do nothing. So you end a song and go boom, and all you hear is.
Thank you.
feel for you and I need you. Yeah, that happens. You and I. A little messy for all of you. Freedom. Run. Freedom run.
Well, we were originally called Katzenjammer, which was
right,
which was a name that I found that it was like a German word that was referring to like a hangover or something comical.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of used that for a little bit, and then that
that was still in high school, right?
Yeah. And then we outgrew that pretty quick, and then it was time for a new name, and I went back into the lair and found this old Dungeons and Dragons book that I had laying around from a couple years prior, and I found this name called the Son of Caius, and I thought it just seemed trippy and different and cool. And what I liked about it is it didn't imply a specific style of music.
Yeah,
that's what I really liked about it. I mean, you know, Motorhead or Metallica or Slayer or Black Flag, you can get
it invokes an
image. You can get a pretty good idea of what you might be in for. But Son of Caius, you know, and of course we pluraled that, and then I think we outgrew just the sons of. It was just unnecessary. I think, you know,
short, sweet.
Let's just cut that off and get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
And be called Caius.
By the fire, tell me.
Caius were a very unique band, but I definitely don't think they were trying to create this genre of stoner rock. They were just making interesting music the way they liked to make it. Anyone who was watching Headbangers Ball at the time definitely noticed Caius. They certainly stood out. They were different and cool and interesting. Whatever stoner rock means now, it didn't mean anything then. Caius were just Caius. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a B-side from the Gardenia single from the Sky Valley album. This is a song called Un Sandpiper. Till next time.
Hello, nobody. Tonight, we have a very special musical presentation. So, kick back and stretch your sack, 'cause here's Caius with Un Sandpiper.
Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck yourself.
be back.
Yeah.